Yeah, I know, it's not a tailgate, but I'm kind of splurging a little bit and enjoying this pretty day in my rocking chair. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate / rocking chair talk. So, this summer we had a big old garden. And I mean a big old garden. Now, for some people, it wasn't a big garden, but for us, it was a big garden. Our rows, we had, I think, 18 rows, and our rows were 150 feet long. So it was a pretty big garden. And I have always just used my farm tractors for the garden, and decided that wasn't going to do the job this year because it was kind of just cumbersome, pain, you know, kind of a pain. So I found an old Massey Ferguson tractor on Marketplace. Worked on a little exchange, a little trade with a fella. And I bought this old Massey Ferguson tractor. What is it? I think a 156 or 150. Some of you guys, I don't remember. I can't remember. Any other time I could tell you exactly what it is. But anyway, somebody's going to comment and tell me exactly what it is. But anyway, it's a good old tractor and a little gas burner. And that's kind of my little garden tractor. Well, so the thing about my little Massey is the only way to plow a straight row in this old Massey is you have to back up down the row you're going to plow, drop your plow, and then you just got to fix your eyes on a spot on the far fence. And you cannot take your eyes off that spot on that fence. If I start looking around, which, if you're watching this and you know me, you know how hard that is, how impossible that is for me to go 150 feet slowly and not take my eyes off of one spot. Do you know how hard that is? There's so many things happening around me when I'm plowing a garden for that long. It's so hard for me to not be looking around at everything else. ADHD is screaming in my ears, and I have to look at one spot. But if I do look around, my rows are going to look like this. Some of them did, but my rows are going to look like this. I have to fix my eyes on one spot, or I will be distracted, and it will show in my work. It'll show in my rows. And I think that's exactly why the writer of Hebrews said to us, those of us who are following Jesus, to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who did that very same thing. He set his eyes on the joy before him and endured the cross. See, if we get distracted by all the shiny stuff around us, it's going to show in our work. In our rows, our work that we're accomplishing for the kingdom, it's going to be drawn toward this over here and drawn toward this over here. When in reality, our time is so short and we have so much to do for the kingdom that we don't have any time but to plow straight rows for the kingdom of God. Can I encourage you today? Fix your eyes on Jesus. And when you fix your eyes on Jesus, do you know what you're going to begin to see? You're going to begin to see things the way He sees them, which means you're not going to look over the people around you. You're going to see them like you've never seen them before. Ah, that's incredible. Listen, if you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus like that, would you reach out to us through this LifeWord page? Would you reach out to us if you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus daily? We would love to talk to you more about what it means to follow Jesus like that. One of the greatest joys of my life is to get to sit with you each week on Wednesdays on the tailgate, not usually in a rocking chair, but on the tailgate. And so, hey, until next week, I pray you have an incredible week. I love you, and I'll see you next time on the tailgate. Me and Buddy, we'll both be there, won't we? You bet we will. See you next time. Love you. All right.